another edition of In House. I'm your host, Jeremy Peterson. Great show coming up today, and we're finally here. Of course, all week long we've been running down some of our favorite music of 2006, and today it's the year-end special, the top five album selections of the year, at least according to us. Certainly not scientific, yet it's also very relative, just according to things we were able to come across, the things that were most consistently enjoyable throughout 2006. We'll run our top five picks down today, and as we do every year at this time, the tuxedos are broken out of the mothballs, the bubbly's on ice. It's the In-House Top 5 of 2006 special. It's all coming up. Stay tuned. And a very busy musical year in 2006, as it's been the case all week long. We could easily fill 2 or 3 hours with today's show, and in addition to those top five, we'll also be hitting on some of the other highlights, including some that didn't quite make that top five cut. And we'll actually begin with one that fits that description, from the Seattle-based band The Long Winters, who released their third album, Putting the Days to Bed, this year on the Barsook label. They kick it off today with one from that one, a song called Teaspoon.
I know I wasn't made to play on a team. You weighed your suitcase down, but it still wouldn't sink. I know that crime doesn't pay, but I don't know any other way.
Back in house now on the final show of the year. It's our best of 2006 top five album picks edition, and some great stuff coming up. And we start off, let's get right to it, with one from what is easily probably the most underappreciated of these five, let's call it. Kelly Stoltz is a San Francisco-based singer-songwriter. He released his third full-length this year entitled Below the Branches, came out back in February on the Sub Pop label. So despite the fact that it wasn't a very high-profile release, it was on a big label. He also toured with a lot of very popular acts, but never really made it over the radar, it seems. But good stuff from Kelly Stoltz. He kind of uses the masters, the Beatles, the Beach Boys, Pink Floyd, that kind of stuff. A lot of very old sounds in this new one from Kelly Stoltz. Entirely home recorded, oh, by the way. Pretty much takes care of all the instrumentation as well. So we get to some from Below the Branches, beginning with this one. This is called Birdie's Singing.
Thank you.
couple of tunes from Kelly Stoltz, the singer-songwriter based in San Francisco. His Below the Branches release, our number 5 pick, as we run down our top 5 album selections for 2006. A real DIY effort and recorded entirely in his living room in San Francisco. The album out on Sub Pop this year from Kelly Stoltz. I mentioned the Beach Boys as a major influence on this new release, and hard not to think of Brian Wilson when you hear this tune. One more from Kelly Stoltz is Below the Branches. Ever Thought of Coming Back? Is the tune from Cat Power's The Greatest out this year. Of course, Shawn Marshall reinventing herself as a sort of a dusty Springfield in Memphis. The album recorded largely in Memphis, Tennessee, and The Greatest, one of the ones not quite cracking the top five, but out this year on Matador Records. And right before Kelly Stoltz, the last of three from Below the Branches, our number 5 pick in our top 5 rundown. the tune has ever thought of coming back. Certainly Shades of the Beach Boys in that one. We hear from Cat Power here, a very strong year for female singer-songwriters. Singer-songwriters like Amy Milan and Jenny Lewis, Jolie Holland come to mind. And Nico Case certainly has probably released her magnum opus this year. Fox Confessor Brings the Flood was its title. And after a slew of releases that kind of hinted at greatness, I think she finally achieved it this year with this release out on Anti Records. We start our look at Nico Case's Fox Confessor Brings the Flood. It's our number 4 pick in our top 5 rundown. With this tune, this is called Hold On, Hold On.
The most tender place in my heart is for strangers. I know it's unkind, but my own blood is much too dangerous. Hanging round the ceiling half the time. Hanging round the ceiling half the time. Maybe, Sparrow, it's too late. The moonlight glanced off metal wings in a thunderstorm above the clouds. The engine hums, the sparrows praise. Those who cannot hear the words, those who cannot hear the words, those who will not hear the words. La-di-da-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-di-da-di-da. Maybe sparrows.
Free from Nico Case's Fox Confessor brings the Flood, her fourth studio album released this year, featuring a little help from members of Giant Sand, Calexico, Kelly Hogan, among others. This tune, how it closes out, The Needle Has Landed, right before Maybe Sparrow and Hold On, Hold On, starting the set off. It's our number four pick in our top five rundown albums of the year. Nico Case, of course, also a member of the New Pornographers, who appeared in last year's top five countdown, and great stuff from her out this year. You're in-house. Of course, you can find more of us online, inhouseradio.blogspot.com, where we have all the rundowns of all the best of 2006 shows we've been doing all week long, including MP3 downloads from many of the releases and more. It's inhouseradio.blogspot.com. It's some of what 2006 sounded like. We get to our number three pick when we come back. We'll be right back. Back in house now, running down our top five picks of the year 2006, and particularly when you get to this point in the countdown, 1 to 3, I mean, there's a little difference between the enjoyment we get out of 1 and the enjoyment we get out of 3. But our number 3 pick is represented by The Decemberists and The Crane Wife, a pick that many thought would maybe spell the end or the beginning of the end for the band, because it was also represented their major label debut, their first album for Capitol Records, out in October. And if anything, it's even more complex and, if you want to call it, difficult or bookish listen than anything they've done in the past. And it's all the more impressive. I guess we're super fans because their picaresque release was also in last year's top five. But definitely some great tunes on The Crane Wife from Colin Molloy and Company. We started off with one. They're joined on by Laura Veers, the Seattle-based singer-songwriter. The tune is Yankee Bayonet.
Oh, If thou wilt release me, oh.
last of three tunes from the Decemberists, Crane Wife, out of in October of this year, the band's fourth album, but first on a major label, the Capitol Records debut. This coming from one of two very ambitious tunes, both of them three-part suites. This is the middle section entitled The Landlord's Daughter. From the island, come and see The Landlord's Daughter, and you'll not feel the drowning. The problem is, it's one of the album's highlights. It begins about 7 minutes in, and much made of the prog rock leanings of this tune from the Decemberists, right before O Valencia and Yankee Bayonet, the tune there, joined by Laura Veers, a Seattle-based singer-songwriter. The Decemberists, the Crane Wife, our number three pick in our top five countdown for 2006. As we head to break, one more highlight. M. Ward released post-war this year and saw him receiving more acclaim than he'd gotten before. He played Letterman. A lot of people took notice of M. Ward. This one from post-war, as we go to break, this is Right in the Head.
I hold my little brother, puts a call in the way. I hope he don't forget where he came from. I hope he never has to deal with wrong in someone. 'Cause I lived with many girls when I was younger, and I will live with many girls until I grow. I hope he's right in the head. I hope he's right in the head. I hope he's right in the head, even if he had to wrong someone. I hope he's right in the head. I hope he's right in the head. I hope he's right in the head, even if he had to wrong someone.
Back in house now, it's the top five releases of 2006 according to us, and we're up to number two now. The fourth album, apparently a big year for fourth albums, but the fourth album coming this year from singer-songwriter Josh Ritter, of course originally from Idaho, the Moscow area, and the fourth album finally seeing him really taking off, a lot of people taking notice of his talents this year. He first appeared on the scene a few years back with his Golden Age of Radio release, kind of regarded as a second coming of Bob Dylan at the time. But definitely a talent in his own right. Complex songwriting, to say the least. And also not towing the line, as he kind of gets edgy with Brian Deck behind the production knobs. He having done work with Modest Mouse, among others, in the past. So an interesting release from Josh Ritter, The Animal Years, out this year. And we started off with this one, the tune The Girl in the War.
Peter said to Paul, you know all those words we wrote are just the rules of the game, and the rules are the first to go. But now talking to God is Laurel begging Hardy for a gun. I got a girl in the war, man, I wonder what it is we done. Said to Petey, you gotta rock yourself a little harder. Pretend the dove from above is a dragon and your feet are on fire. But I got a girl in the war, Paul, the only thing I know to do is turn up the music. the keys to the kingdom got locked inside the kingdom. And the angels fly around in there, but we can't see them.
Burning too, and I saw the battlefields, the dying.
Three tunes from Josh Ritter's The Animal Years. It's the number two pick in our top five countdown of 2006. Lily in Egypt is this tune we heard in the dark right before, and started it off with Girl in the War. Ritter finally made it back to Idaho this year for some performances. He went to school in Ohio and has since plied his trade in the Boston area, but finally returning home to his home state for some performances this year. Josh Ritter's The Animal Years, the number 2 pick in our top 5. Which brings us to number 1. It's the 6th full-length album from the Scottish band Bella and Sebastian. The Life Pursuit came out this year, and it may very well be the perfect pop album. This band has reinvented themselves 2 or 3 times now, and they've never been more enjoyable and more fun. And this is an album that you can come back to again and again. The Life Pursuit from Bell and Sebastian. We started off with this tune, We Are the Sleepyheads.
Fighting off the lane, the shoplifting, just drifting. switchblade and the crossbow. If there's trouble, she's got the moves. She's taken an elementary class in Kung Fu. A lamp I'm washing in the laundrette. You can put some money on it. You can place a little bet that when I see my washing, the black will be gray and the white will be gray, but the blues are still blue. I'm crying out for my mom. If the malady don't go away, we're in a little trouble with the boss of the company. I'm a singer, a swinger, I'm a layabout, but laying on the dock and the lazy sun will never quite relegate me to the bum.
The Blues Are Still Blue, the tune from Belle and Sebastian's The Life Pursuit. It's our number one pick in the top five releases of 2006. We are the Sleepyheads, right before Belle and Sebastian's seventh album. Came out back in February, as I said. Does not disappoint. It's eminently re-listenable. Highly recommended. That's what 2006 sounded like. That's going to do it for the year. Of course, we're back next week with brand new shows in 2007. Underwriting support for the show comes from Port Nefeli Brewing in Pocatello, featuring a busy weekend of activity, starting off tonight with live music from Swing Shift. Saturday night, they're ringing in the new year one night early. It's the big New Year's party Saturday night beginning at 9 with the music of Steelhead Red. There'll be food specials throughout the night, as well as a free champagne toast at midnight. All that and more is going on at Port Nefeli Brewing at 615 South First Avenue here in Pocatello. This show's an independent production produced at the studios of KISU. My name is Jeremy Peterson. Join me same time, same house next week. Enjoy your weekend. The world is next.
I know you're young, but you're out of touch. Your friendship vocabulary's not quite